Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's a tale of two World Series. It was the Washington Nationals being just amazing and winning the first two games at Houston, and what an amazing magic carpet ride they're on. And now it's been the Houston Astros crashing the party and ruining things for folks in D.C. It's 2-2. So are people going to be as extreme and say, well, now it's over for the Nationals? I don't know what to think. Seth Everett, I know, will have many hot sports opinions on this, and he joins us, Major League Baseball insider, here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Seth, I mean, after two games of this series, everybody was writing off the Astros, and now it seems like everybody wants to write off the Nats.
Well, it's been a tale of two stories, though, because after the second game, when the Nationals were up 2-0, I went on about 7 radio stations, and no one was asking me about the World Series. They were asking me about the Cobman Sports Illustrated controversy. And I think by addressing it, and I'm not saying they did it well, I'm not going to excuse them for anything, but I think by addressing it, I think it helped the players. I think players were mortified. And I talked to a couple of people that were in Houston and talked to the Astros, and a couple of guys that weren't willing to go on record saying how mortified they were that, A, the incident took place, but then the way the organization represented itself and how they were going to have to be at a podium. One player said to a reporter that I am good friends with, I didn't want to have to go to a podium and have to answer stuff about stuff I don't know. And I thought there was a distraction factor. And now that they're in Washington, I think the distractions are kind of clear. And what they've exposed, and now the second part of the story, is the Nationals' bullpen is not deep. And the Astros have been able to get pitching from different sources, and they have a great lineup. And you weren't going to shut an entire lineup down like the Nationals did to the Cardinals.
It's a testament to what the Nationals have done to have gotten this far. But now, is it just the fact that if their starting pitchers can't pitch them into the seventh inning, this team's probably going to go down?
No, I don't think so. I think once you get into a 3-game series, I think it's just literally a crapshoot. I think the Nationals have as good a chance as they ever have. And all they have to do is win tonight. I think whoever wins tonight is obviously in the driver's seat. And I've always said the best game of any World Series is Game 6. It's never Game 7 because it means someone staved off elimination. And so that has a chance to have a great appeal. You know, the ratings for this World Series haven't been great. The response to this World Series hasn't been positive. A lot of the media buzz has been really negative because of what we just talked about. And all of those things, and I think a Game 6 could change that. You know, a lot of people thought Game 6 of the ALCS was a classic game. John, I know you a long time now.
Yes.
That's not a classic game. That was a classic inning. That might have been a classic moment.
It was like 5 hours.
Not a classic.
Right.
I mean, have something. Right. And baseball's been exposed for that because I think a lot of casual fans, you know, you still had just under 12 million people watching this thing, and a bunch, and 12 million people said, wow, is it this World Series or is this game slow? And my favorite thing of the entire postseason has been that commercial that baseball has put together for the playoffs when the guy says, we play faster. Who wrote that? It's the play. It's the one where all the young players are superimposed in like baseball in like the 50s. And they go, but we play faster.
And in fact, they don't.
Who approved that copy? Did the Astros approve that copy?
It's Seth Everett joining us here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's the truth. I mean, that's bad. Some stuff isn't copy edited. Let me ask you this. If Joe Girardi had his choice of jobs, which he, you know, he was in the mix for quite a few. I was told by a Major League Baseball insider that I respect that if the Cubs job had been offered, he absolutely would have taken the Cubs job over any, and that if the Mets and the Phillies jobs were open and he was offered either one, if he was offered the Phillies job, he was taking it. Did you hear those things, or did you hear something different?
Well, what I had known about Joe Girardi is his, you know, connection to the Cubs, it runs deep. His family's from there. He has the connection there, and he really wanted that job when Joe Maddon got it. And if you remember, that's when he took the Yankee job.
Yes.
And the idea was the Yankees were his second choice. If the Phillies are his second choice, I think that's been par for the course for Girardi. I'm very adamant about what Joe Girardi is. I think he's a great manager. I really do.
He's
a great manager. I don't like him personally. I'm not a fan of his. And I don't think that I think whatever message he sends, I think is necessary in that Philly clubhouse. If you think about it, there's a lot of veterans in that team that were discontent, and they didn't buy into Kapler's message. And when I say message, I put quotes around it because a lot of it was gobbledygook.
Yes.
And the idea that Girardi will, you know, kind of change everything and change the culture, I think that team has talent and is in a very win-now moment. But I don't think the days of Joe Girardi having another 8 to 10 year run is happening anymore. That's impossible. And if you've looked at the trends outside of Joe Maddon, who is the hybrid because he's the veteran manager that plays with analytics more than anybody, the idea, if you look at what San Diego did and if you look at what the Mets are going to do, they still want these young rookie managers that will interpret the messages of the front office. And I said this at the beginning of the offseason. If you swapped Gabe Kapler and Rocco Baldelli, and you had Rocco Baldelli manage the Phillies and Gabe Kapler manage the Twins, would Gabe Kapler be manager of the year? Because what Rocco Baldelli is doing is he's executing a plan set forth from the front office, just like Gabe Kapler did. And if the results are not there, I think we're diminishing the value of the manager. And that's what these teams want. That's why San Diego did what they did. That's why the Mets are not going to hire a Buck Showalter or a Dusty Baker. You're seeing all these veterans, and Joe Girardi's the exception, and I wonder how long they do it.
Does the idea of these first-time managers, is it unfair to say puppet of the front office, or is that too strong a word?
It's strong, but I understand where you're going. It's not a new phenomenon. Craig Counsell in Milwaukee, Alex Cora in Boston. I'm not demeaning those guys when I say this, but Craig Counsell gets all this credit for having such a creative pitching rotation in the last two postseasons, right? And all I thought was, did you think Craig Counsell woke up one morning and said, yep, we're going to try an opener today? Like, this is all mapped out. And every time in Milwaukee, there was a question on when to use Josh Hader, because at the end of the season, sometimes they use Josh Hader in the sixth inning, the seventh inning, the ninth inning, whatever. That was all by design. And a Buck Showalter and a Dusty Baker, they wouldn't fly for that. And so what's happened as a result is, I was surprised that the Phillies made a clear statement when the only people they interviewed were old school veteran managers. They clearly wanted something. They felt a need, and they were willing to sacrifice some of their control in order to get that culture change.
Now, you also are a huge fan of these, you know, things like the Hall of Justice, which we absolutely know, and Sports with Friends, the two of your love in podcasts. You can find them at Apple iTunes Podcasts. Right now, when you're talking about these superhero movies, I'm shocked the other day when I saw who's going to play Batman. Harry Potter's going to be Batman?
Well, it's Harry Potter's friend.
His friend. But yeah, I mean, it's like, that shows you how much I watch Harry Potter. But I'm like, I don't watch
Harry Potter, but I know that.
Okay, but I'm looking at some of the, you are a little more adept than I am.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Remember that. By the way, I know somebody that saw him naked on Broadway.
Like he
did a naked show on Broadway or something along those lines. But again, I may be overlapping my metaphors. But
I'm not going to make the podcast.
I'm going to say to you is when I saw Michael Keaton as Batman. I said Michael Keaton couldn't walk into a cocktail party and kick every man's backside in the thing. Doesn't the role of Batman have to be somebody that not just can put a suit on with fake muscles? Doesn't the person who plays Batman have to embody a little bit of a kick-ass attitude? Well, like, nobody's going to... Daniel Radcliffe is not going to walk into a cocktail party or a bar, you know, or whoever.
But your listeners are tuning in, and now they think Daniel Radcliffe is going to be Batman.
No, Robert Pattinson, whoever. I'm just saying Michael Keaton. Don't you have to have a guy that physically can be Batman?
I think you have to have a guy with a strong chin, and I think that, you know, when Michael
Keaton Ben Affleck lost Batman, that one.
But when Michael Keaton was named Batman, the internet didn't exist, and the internet still complained. I mean, it was literally like, everywhere you looked, Mr. Mom is going to be Batman? How could that possibly be? And I don't think anybody was complaining in 1989. I think that when it comes to Pattinson, you know, I have a theory about actors and what roles they play. And I put it very simply. Ryan Reynolds was great as Green Lantern. It is not his fault. He fought a cloud.
Okay, so he's just taking on a role.
If the movie is written well and it's a good Batman story, I will not care who Robert Pattinson is. I don't think when he was named got the casting gig, it makes me know anything other than let's see what this movie is. We have seen some great actors in really, really crappy comic book movies.
Who's going to be the Catwoman?
Oh, it's Lenny Kravitz's daughter, Zoe.
Zoe Kravitz, who last week I had to Google Zoe because I didn't. She looks like she's going to be a fantastic Catwoman.
Yeah, she's great. And a lot of people say it's an homage to Eartha Kitt. And I think that's really cool. And I'm excited. I think with the streaming services coming, you know, Disney's coming in November and Warner Brothers is going to have their own. I think a lot of stuff, I think this is really going to be another level of how much superhero stuff there
and
is.
I still think the 60s Batman series is still the best. I laugh at the portrayals of the villains.
Burt Ward is reprising that role in an upcoming CW crossover, and I think it's great. I think that, I think that it's great that there's still a demand for him, and I think it's great that he's kind of embraced his,
now,
his
hasn't
role
Burt,
as a celebrity.
Hasn't he gotten a little rotund?
Burt Ward has his own dog food line, and he works with rescue animals. Burt Ward.
Okay.
Like Google Burt Ward.
Oh, I love, story. Look, I love Robin the Boy Wonder, but he can't wear tights anymore, can he?
No, but I mean, maybe he can be an older Dick Grayson.
Oh, well, he better be an older one if he's going to.
Maybe
Seth,
gets a red and yellow robe.
Everybody check out my friend Seth Everett. Appreciate his baseball intakes, but he's and opinions, but he's always fun with the other stuff, too. Thanks, Seth. Love you, buddy.
Talk to you later. I'll talk to you
Take
soon.
Care, man.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.